We have Albury Mayor Kevin Mack in the studio. And let's talk about the important stuff first. So airport security, Kevin, it's been obviously a lot of talk about that and how stringent it's going to become and has become in the city. But here, so if you get on, say, a Rex flight, there's basically no security as such, you know, other than when you go up and you show them
your ID.
Yeah. But apart from that, there's no screening or anything like that. Should there be?
Oh, look, it's the Department of Transport makes that decision, but I think, you know, other councils across New South Wales have enforced that and caused quite a bit of ruckus in Dubbo a couple of years ago when they enforced Rex to do it, but it did send the ticket prices up for Rex, but it's cost the airline to have the security. And with Department of Transport, because their planes are as big as they are, they don't require it according to their guidelines. When they come through Sydney, they all get screened, but it doesn't help us here.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
When yeah, look, it Sydney, seems so. Very... It certainly seems a bit of an oversight on our part as far as everywhere else security's being raised, especially when it comes to flights, and it only takes one person that's doing the wrong thing. So it doesn't really matter on the size of the plane, does it?
No, not at all. I don't agree that it should, in the ideal world, it should happen. But if it did happen, there would be an increase in Rex's ticket price. And I think that's really what they consider, but so does the Department of Transport. But as I said, the regional cities like Dubbo enforced it with Rex, and as a consequence, Rex nearly pulled out of Dubbo altogether, but they ended up staying.
Really? Okay.
And the ticket prices are a bit higher now. But, I mean, it's not overly onerous in terms of cost, but for the safety of passengers, I think it's important to try and
So is there a timeline? Is it in discussion? What's the go?
Oh, look, I think in the course of time, the Department of Transport, the government will sort of think, well, you know, enough's enough, and they're talking about just being a little bit more stringent with security requirements. I think it'll all happen.
Yeah, well, we're a regional centre too, between, you know, two major capital cities.
Yeah.
But the other thing I would ask about it is, okay, so already the Virgin flights that come into Albury, you have to go through security screening, quite obviously, the X-ray, the whole bizzo. Is there not some way that cost could be offset if they shared their security screening because their flights are at different times? You know, I mean, you'd have to think there'd be some way that the infrastructure that's already there could potentially be used for more flights.
Oh, well, Virgin and JetGo, the passengers get screened at this point, and QantasLink. So, no, this is real. I mean, the staff are out there on specific hours, so essentially it would be an extra cost to Rex. But, again, what's the price of human life?
It'll probably happen.